Okay, we've had a lot of show and tell this week, this year. There's a mitzvah called Reishis HaGeiz that I've never done in my life. There's only really one shearing season in the year, which is now. And I was zaycha this week to purchase 5 sheep, which I sold back afterwards. The sheep were sheared, wool was taken, and I have wool here, plain wool right off the sheep. Well, it doesn't matter the color, the sheep, it's actually from 5 different sheep. And here's the wool, I'll show it to you. I didn't bother cleaning it for the kayin. You'll see why. All this wool is mine. However, we are going to learn Reishis HaGeiz, and I would like to be mekayim a mitzvah I never did before. The mitzvah of Reishis HaGeiz. I know of one kayin. Do we have another kayin here? There's enough here for at least 2. Huh? Only one kayin? Stromeya, you're one of a kind. Okay. What I'd like to do is learn the halachas today. As I said, someday we're going to make a siyum on Yaradeya, so we have to learn every siyum. So I have here copies of Siman Shin Lamed Gimel and the issues that are nageya to doing this mitzvah. Maybe next year we should get a bus and we have to find a place with 5 sheep per person. But what? You have a place? Did they share yet? What? Like, why me take a haircut? Who got sheep? Why do they have to? They could put the sheep sheared. They want to grow by them also. How many sheep they have? Yeah, really? It doesn't sound like a great business. You raise the sheep. She said they get $150 for each sheep. After it's fully grown, they sell it. If you have 1,000, so you make $150,000 a year with all your expenses. I don't see the chachma in the business. Okay, I would like to learn with you what? Shot in. Okay, good. All right, so I would like to discuss the mitzvah. The first question I want to discuss is whether anybody should bother or there's any reason to go out and try to be mekayim the mitzvah. So I'll tell you, this depends on a gemara. Now, do you do a mitzvah if it comes your way? If it doesn't come your way, you don't do the mitzvah. So what does it say, b'shulach hakein? The gemara says, yachol, listen to gemara. Yachol yikadeh baharim. I would think you should go looking for a nest. Tamad loyme ki yikare. Therefore it says ki yikare.
Don't be wise guy.
So ki yikare means if you find it. Yeah. So it's a raya that what?
You don't have to go at
times.
It's a raya other times you do. It says yachol yikadeh. I think you should have to go looking to do the mitzvah. Tamad loyme ki yikare. So pashup shat. It's a raya that all other times you have to. That there's a nesivus that says such a rule. The nesivus of Mekar Chayim. However, the other achrayim who say it's a raya fakert because of Rashi. It says yachli yikade baharim. Rashi says shenema shaleach tishalach. It says a double lashon. So I would think you have to go try to find the mitzvah tamalami ki yikare. So I say shaleach tishalach for other limudim. So if I say some Rashi, if I cared, when it says Yachol Kadeh Baharim, Rashi says, why would I think you have to go looking for a mitzvah? So Rashi says, because Shal Shav, if I say other mitzvahs, you're not mechayiv. So it's a raya that you're not mechayiv. Now, in Maaser Rav, which we're going to be quoting from, I gave a Novisha earlier this year on Maaser Rav. My Maaser Rav is in the Siddur Agra. It's a dozen or 2 dozen pages in the back. That's the whole Maaser Rav. So someone sent me after that shiur a Maaser Rav distich. But he quotes everything. It's done very well. He quotes everything related. It was written, the Sefer Maaser Rav was written after the Gaon's death. So there's a whole. I'll get you a tape. There's a story to the Maaser Rav, but then they get to us. In Maaser Rav, it says, in Ois Kuf Gimel. It says anything about Reishis Hagez, but it says Zroyach L'Chayayim V'Keva, which is a mitzvah similar to Reishis Hagez, a mitzvah to give a kayin certain parts of an animal that you shecht, not kachim, chulin, that you shecht. So it says in Maiserav, early it says he bought a bechar, an animal mevakeres to do b'mekayim mitzvahs bechar. And then in Kuf Gimel it says gam shachar egel v'nosas reichay mekeva im aloshin, together with the tongue l'kayin. So he gave it to a kayin. So it doesn't say he did it every year. It says he did it once. So question. Well, let me finish. The question is why. So here in the back they have a collection of likutim. On this, they bring from Chaim Kanievsky's Arches Yosher. He's who explains why the Gra went to be Mekayim this mitzvah. It's known he also bought a piece of land to Mekayim Lekas Shechol Peah. So he brings very interestingly from the Chafetz Chaim in his Sefer Torah Or, Perek Dalet, Shetzorech Adam Lishtadel Lekayim Kol Atariag Mitzvahs, Afilo Oysam Delay Shechichi. A person is trying his lifetime to do all 613 mitzvahs, obviously the ones that are possible. Kidei l'sakein nafshay u'ramach evar of lasid lavay. To be misaken himself for olam haba, she can't call aver kedeged mitzvah. V'mloi ken yishoyer balmum lasid lavay. I don't know exactly what that means. But if you're missing a mitzvah, you're missing a tikkun of one of the evarim. V'chei kosev chazay nishir adei kufa hein hei. Kol mitzvah chayev adam al kaponim pam achas b'chayev l'kayma. V'zeu atam ha'nogas ha'gro shehidda l'kayim is kol ha'mitzvus ha'nadirais. That the Gro went out of his way to try to be mekayim all of the mitzvahs. This is the first time.
What word is it in Arkos Yosher? Under what?
He doesn't say here. He doesn't say. So al kaponim, we have here a reason to try to be mekayim all of the mitzvahs, at least that are shayach. Hashavas Gezela. I once did. I tell you, I once told the story. I once went to a lab for a blood test, and when I filled out the form, I put the pen in my pocket, and I came to yeshiva. I saw I had the lab's pen. I said, "Wow, I'll be mekayim the mitzvah of Hashavas Geneva." I guess it was my first time. So we started arguing if I have to return it right away, if I should go back during Seder. Hashavas Aveda, you have to do right away, or you can wait till later. So we were talking about it. So what I did is I gave it someone to be zeicha for them. And then lunchtime, I went back to the lab to return it. So I give it to the lady there. She says, "Oh, darling, you don't got to return it. Everyone takes it. You know, like, you know, oh, darling." All right, you want to take away my mitzvah?
You should get a ride in a wagon and hope that one of the animals dies.
We have to do Hashavas Geneva Mahudr. It's got to be a Pesachashav Shtikel Geneva, right? Chalila. Yes. There's a Mechaber Ramah and a Shach as to why we're not Noyig. What? Lekshupeya, you're right, on the photostats of Tapshit. There's a Mechaber Ramah and a Shach as to why we're not Noyig Lekshupeya. The Mechaber says, because Ein Aniyei Yisrael Mitzuyim. Litlam. The reason we don't have people don't do it is because you have in your backyard growing, I don't know about New York, but in the country, you have growing some produce. You're going to leave it there. The Aniyei Yisrael are not going to come. It says you should leave it. L'aniyim v'loy l'chay l'behema. So that's the Mechaber Shita. The Ramah Shita is so in the Noigim Behen, l'fi sheharoi v'yavdei kechavim, m'yanichim yavoy yavdei kechavim v'yitlum. It's another teretz. No, really, it's noyig, but it's not noyig either because aniyim not going to collect it or yidna not going to collect it. The shach has a third shita. The shach says, "I'll tell you this: shin lamed beis." Shin lamed beis. He says, "Oidef shalayim al kelo yomru b'chusaras chayavin el b'chusaras asmucha la'eretz." It's only if you go to Syria, God forbid, or the last smoke. So they have three shitas: the machaber, the ramah, and the shach as to why we're not noyig in a chutz laaretz. The ikar din is to be noyig, is that if it's possible, you should be noyig. I said that I mentioned here that the gra that it says was also he bought a piece of land to be mekayim lecha shikha upeya. I always ask the kasha, how is he mekayim shikha? How you mekayim peya? I understand, but how you mekayim shikha? What? What? Remember the answer?
Yeah,
the guy that came to you. If you hire workers to do it for you. Yeah, Heshi Kallis was sitting by. He was sitting there once. He said, "If you hire Mexicans to work for you, is that shikha?" Said, yes, it's not locha. If you've got your workers, he said, "No problem. You hire them, they'll definitely be shikha. You know, definitely." Be. The shach says, "Oh, you have to see shikha." Shach Aleph holds that's minat Torah in Eretz Yisrael for the Rabbanim. So Shach Bey says, if we're not knowing, maybe he says the reason is since the whole thing is Rabbanah, and so it's like Truma, there were guys only in Syria and other Medina Sakrai. What? They separate Truma. Lecture Peya, you mean? I don't know. I assume they do. The understanding of the Shulchan Aruch is not written in Eretz Yisrael. Even though it came up the US. No, it says La'niya Yamecha, V'loi. You don't have to leave it. Chayes, you don't have to leave Bishkatz and Ramas. And the Gemara says,
the Benishchai says that Shikacha, Shikacha is the force of the Sitra Aharon, except for the
mitzvah of Shikacha. Shikacha itself. Okay, say the government. All right, Dinei Reishis Hageis. So a chaperai tusim on him today. Look at that. Shin Lamed Gimel, Dinei Reishis Hageis. Reishis Hageis Einei Noig Elo Ba'aretz Bein Bifnei Abayis Shlei Bifnei Abayis. The Rambam Shita is that what I'm doing today is a waste of time because it's only Noig in Eretz Yisrael. Ramah says Yeshayimrim Devar Torah Reishis Hageis Noig Afilo B'chutz La'aretz. Really it is Noig Elo Shaloi Nohagu Kein, but people were not Zoyer in it, and but really it is Noig, and the Gra says it pretty strongly.
That switched from the first if. The first if it was Negev.
I'll tell you. It is a Mishnah. There's a Perek called Perek Reishis Hageis in Chulin. And the first words of the Perek are Reishis Hageis Noyig, Bein Bo'aretz, Bein Bo'chutz La'aretz, Bein Bifnei Abayis, Bein Shalai Bifnei Abayis. The Ferish Gemara, a Mishnah that it's Noyig and Chutz La'aretz. So what's going on here? So there's a Gemara. The Gemara says there, I think it's Kuf Lamed Vav Amid Beis. The Amid Aleph, I think, is the Mishnah. The Amid Beis, the Gemara says that Rabbi Loi, Nagu Amka Rabbi Loi, I think, Bishloisha Dvarim. And one of the things that Rabbi Loi said is that it's not Noyig in Chutz Laretz. Rabbi Loi said, we learn out in the Sina Mitruma, that it's not Noyig in Chutz Laretz. And the Gemara says, Nohag Alma Ka Rabbi Loi. That's where the Ramah gets his Lashon. Very strange Ramah. It's chayiv loy noagu. What do you mean loy noagu? So he says Lashon Gemara noag alma karebi loy. Even though it's a stam mishnah, but noag alma karebi loy, and that's why. Now here is something of a riddle. There are two types of matanos that go together in din. There's roi lechiyayin v'keva. The mitzvah, every time you shecht an animal, to give three parts of the animal. The zraya is the arm, the forearm, which is a big chashev piece of meat. L'chayayim is the jaw, which is not chashev, but includes the tongue, which is valuable. And the keva, which is the stomach, which is not used for human consumption. So it's a mitzvah to give zraya, l'chayayim, the keva to a kayim. There's a mitzvah of reishis hageis. When you share the wool, to give the first wool to a kayim. They're similar in that both of them don't make tevel. It's not like truma. See, truma, if you don't separate truma, you're not allowed to eat the produce. It's tevel. Until you separate truma, meiser, it's tevel. Not so by Yisrael Chayim V'keva and by Reishis Hageis and by Lechayet Shecho Peya too. It's not misakin. There's no tikkun ha-maichel. Tikkun what's left. You're missing a mitzvah. As a matter of fact, the Ramban in Sefer HaMitzvahs, you all know, the Ramban adds a bunch of mitzvahs essays that the Ramban missed. What's the problem with adding?
You've got to take out
some. You know, you can't just, the Ramban has 248 mitzvahs aseh. You only had 15. Got to pull some out. So the Ramban pulls out Sreche L'chayayim V'keva and Reishis HaGeiz. I don't know what he means. He says it's a hanhoga. It's not a mitzvah. I'm not sure what the words mean. The Torah says a lot of things it's good to do, but it doesn't count as a mitzvah, and whatever that means. And he puts these two in their own category. Now, the idea of Lo Nagu Kein certainly needs a biur, but the issue comes up Legabi making a bracha. I hope to be a Kain Reishis HaGeiz in a short while. The question is, what about making a bracha on Reishis HaGeiz? So it doesn't say here in the Shulchan Aruch one way or the other about making a bracha. And by Israel Chayav Keva, it doesn't say whether you make a bracha. So the question is, what do you do? Now, in Chutz La'aretz, what would you say? No. Can't make a bracha. Mechaber holds your potter. Can't make a bracha. Reb Chaim Knievsky has here a Sefer Derech Amuna, which is an extraordinary, it's a Mishnah Brura on halachis of Zeroim. It's extraordinary safe. I mean, not that he's my Haskama, but they print all these storybooks from him, so you get used to Chaim Knievsky being a cutesy source of stories. You know, Chas V'Shalom, this is an incredible safe. It's got Malei V'Gadush, Mamish, everything in it. He writes that even in Eretz Yisrael, you don't make a bracha. Derech Amunah, it's four volumes. They printed a fifth volume, which is a Mafteach. But he says that you don't make a bracha even in Eretz Yisrael. No, see, you don't make a bracha. He says,
Rav said he's going to make a bracha.
I asked, do I make a bracha? I'm not going to make a bracha. So he says, to me it was a chiddush that even in Eretz Yisrael, you don't make a bracha. And it's hard for me to understand why. He brings Maram HaKaimis that you don't make a bracha, but not an explanation. Here it is, in Sifkat and Aleph. He says, another clear. The mitzvah is the hafrasha or the nesina. And all this wool is mine. I'm going to pull some out to give to the kayin. There's a hafrasha and there's a nesina. Now, by truma, when do you make the bracha? You ever separate truma?
Mafresh.
You're mafresh. So here, the Lashon Rambam is mitzvah sase litein l'kayin. Mitzvah is to give. So he says, aval hafrasha einay mitzvah. He says, Afrasha is not the mitzvah, this is the nesina. V'kuli alma ima varchan ala Afrasha. V'gamal nesina das roiv poiskim she'im avarech. That no bracha is made, even in Eretz Yisrael. Koshkin chutz la'etz. V'gam shechiyano ima varchan lo yanoisim v'lo yakayin ala kabal. The Afrasha doesn't do anything. Right, okay, good. So the question is, why don't you make a bracha? Hard to understand why you don't make it. He doesn't explain. So I turn back to Perek Tes. In Perek Tes, Perek Yud is Reishis HaGeiz. Perek Tes is Zroya L'Chayayim V'Keva. By Zroya L'Chayayim V'Keva, he also says, Raif Paiskim say not to make a bracha. But here he explains. He explains the reason is because it's a ben odom lachaveirei dika mitzvah, he calls it. So lachaveirei, it's not misakin anything. Ben odom lachaveirei, I have something that belongs to a kayin, I give it to a kayin. We don't make a bracha on tzedakah, we don't make a bracha on ben odom lachaveirei dika mitzvahs. So he says, it's not because he might not want it, you know for sure he wants it. He come to ask you for it. And Ani, you know, he comes around collecting, you know he's going to take your money. You don't make a bracha on tzedakah. So the reason you don't make a bracha, the Rashba says, you don't make a bracha. That's the klal. It's a little, opinion of Ben. What's the opinion of Ben?
I don't remember the first bracha, but I'm sure they announced that he has a new baguette.
So you should have a new baguette to make shekhyon. So I was mesupik today. I have a new baguette that I'm saving for my son's chasna. I would like to make a shekhyon the day of his wedding. If I was so picky if I should take it for the wool or for my son's wedding. So I chose my son's wedding. So should I have done some durations, I guess, too? If I can't, that's why you don't make a shechiyaru on the other things. The only yaitzah with that, because you have a mind, I guess, myself. Yeah. Blowing shofar and shaking lulav. There's a beginning. Everything has a beginning. There's no end. You carry the lulav all day. Yeah, well, if the whole time you carry it, you're probably carrying it. Anyway, the Rajva says, "Benach ve'ir omek amir bracha." That's what he says. Shuvah Siraj, but that's quoted all. So the riddle is the following: in the Rambam is a shtickel stira by Israel Chiyayim Vikeva. He says it's Noyig in Chutz Laretz, and by Reishis Hagez he says it's not. The Gemara Nog Alma Karabi Loi is talking about all Matanis. Nog Alma Karabi Loi is talking about all Matanis. So the question is why the Rambam says by Reishis Hagez not Noyig in Chutz Laretz, but the Chayim Kevin is Noyig in Chutz Laretz. So on that, Dor Sameach answers, Reb Chaim brings this all down, Dor Sameach answers that there's a difference in drasha. The whole drasha is Nesina, Nesina, Mitruma. So Dor Sameach, he makes his own drashas, says there's a hekish racious, racious tachala, that it says racious, arisaseichem, or makishit tachala, and therefore there it is Nayik, and Nesina, Nesina is only by racious hagez. That's what he says. The Rav Chaim Kanievsky suggests something else, that the hekesh to truma is a hafrasha. Reish Hagez is a hafrasha. Which part of this wool goes to the kayin? You choose what you want to give to the kayin. By Israel Chayayim v'kev, there's no hafrasha. The Torah said this, and this go to the kayin. You don't choose it. So the similarity to truma is limited to Zerach Chayim to Reish Hagez, that the Sina L'Sina, it's only Noyig in Hesod and Chutz Laretz, but Reish Hagez is Noyig in Chutz Laretz as well. That's a suggestion. Now, it is... What? No, this is less than a half of one sheet. It's a lot of shavuot to bring back. We've got to figure out what to do with it soon, but we'll figure something out. Now, the controversy has to do with the Maaser Rav of the Gra. The Maaser Rav of the Gra is quoted as saying that the Gra did Zroel Chaim Vekeva, and he made a bracha. In Chutz Laretz, obviously, Gra never made a Teretz Yisrael. The problem is when you read the Gra, it doesn't say that. In Chumas van Haggis, Rav Sternbuch, in the third volume of Chumas van Haggis, Simon, I don't remember the exact Simon, so there he says, the Velt says, the Gra made a bracha Zroel Chaim Vekeva, and that's not what it says in the Maaser Rav. It says the following: Gam Shachar Egel, V'nosan Zroel Chayayim im Alosha V'akeva L'Kayim. Uberach gam kein shechiyanu, and he made a bracha gam kein. What's gam kein? So push it. Before it said he bought a bechor and he gave it to a kain, uberach shechiyanu. So here it says here he also made a bracha shechiyanu. It's not a stira. Beron lachaveru you could be a beron lachaveru de kmitzvah, and he made a shechiyanu. Now even this is not push it. Because there's a machlaikis rishayim, which mitzvahs we say shechiyanu? A shofar, a megillah, a lulav, we say shechiyanu. Taisa says, only on a mitzvah haba mizman lizman. A mitzvah you could do every day, you don't make a bracha. Has he a mitzvah haba mizman lizman? A mitzvah comes annually. Shofar, lulav.
We don't do it for spirisayim, though.
Spirisayim, we also don't say shechiyanu, it's interesting. The Rav, Abi Pesachim. Yeah. Hey, listen, he's not sure you'll finish it. But the which mitzvah do we make Shechiyanu? The only one that's not Bob Isman Lizman? Pinyan Aben. Pinyan Aben, we make Shechiyanu. So the reason that's brought is not a mitzvah hatadira. Even Pinyan Aben, theory, a person could have three wives, and they could give birth 3 days in a row, and he could do Pinyan Aben 3 days in a row. I'm not aware of it ever happening, you know, that the person did Pinyan Aben like that. So Pinyan Aben, Lamaisa, is different. Those who do by Brismila, the Gronix who do by Brismila, because the Gra held a more lenient sheet than Shechianu. He said, Shechianu, you can do it any mitzvah that's not so common.
It says that the kid is finished, the first time you put on film, the first time you light candles.
Right. This whole sichzich is brought by candle lighting, by tefillin, by shechita, the mechaber by shechita. The Gra said you could do it on a mitzvah that's not bar mizman lizman, that's not scheduled to come mizman lizman. You can make a shechiyanu also. The Ramon Yeridei Simchav Chesiv Beis says the first time you do kisei adam, you make a bracha. We went to the shechita house years ago when we were zecher do kisei adam. Some people do it by kaparis. So the Ramah says to make. However, the Mefarshei Ramah, well, I'm a fact fake. That our meaning is not to. Pinyan Aben, their shechtim will do it, not Pinyan Aben. Kisei Adam, rather, shechtim do it all the time. Our meaning is not to make a Shechiyanu on a mitzvah, only Habam is man with man. And even though the Gra did make a Shechiyanu the first time he did a mitzvah, presumably he made it on Shechita as well. They ask a stira to a Gra in Arachayim Simenches of Cotton Bays, who says Eim of Archer Amat Niskuhuna, because it's not Bob Mizman Lizman. They ask it as a stira. They are terutzim that the Gra is only explaining what it says there.
Rabbi, but the pasuk says Reishis Negar Chaturaj Reishis
Gain. Same Reishis. I don't know. I was thinking about that. I don't know. I know. I realized that as I was talking, but I don't know the answer. You have to look up to our Sameach. Okay, anyway, this is the... anybody need a copy? I have one extra copy here. Okay, a few copies. So let's get back to the Shulchan Aruch. I'm going to learn all of them. I circled the important ones in some of the copies, but they're all important. It's all Torah. We have enough time to do it. Beis, Ein Chayav Bereishis HaGeis, Ela HaKevosim Bilvad, Zecharim Unikevis, only sheep. If it's not right to wear, you don't make a bracha. They tell us, the people who grow wool, that nowadays that the zacharim are not right levisha. You know, nowadays everything is ratcheted up a step. You know, our meat is all not normal meat. We used to tender meat because they're all... We eat the meat of steer. We steer our castrated bulls. I don't know why the PETA folks don't start up with them. You know, they castrate the bulls and they start up with the shechita. A strange thing, strange world. So we eat tender meat. That's why in Eretz Yisrael a lot of people don't like the meat, because the meat is from normal animals. You know, aren't so tender. When you eat a carbon, it's not going to taste so soft like your steaks you have now.
It's going to taste so
good. It's not a balmum. The ruchnius is going to taste good. But we're going to be spoiled by our tender meat.
It's not obviously ready to be worn.
Oh, we'll talk about it in 1 minute. We'll get to that too. So anyway, it has to be royal levisha, and that's why it's only sheep. Gozas atzema v'libdai chayim. If you shear the wool and you bleach it, you whiten it, so you didn't change the wool, you just cleaned it, it's still chayv. Aval and sabai potter, once you change the wool into by dyeing it, so you kainet b'shinoi, the lashon hashach, so at that time, it's already not shayach to the kain. I don't know what the Shakla Vataria is, but usually you're potter because it's Mamin Shein Lei Taivim. Mamin Shein Lei Taivim, that's really a reason that the Kohen can be Taiveya you. But the Shach says to look at Samach Aleph, Lama Rav Simis Samach Aleph is Matnes Kahuna. And I think there's no din teshlum in there.
Isn't there such a thing as
gezel ha-shevet? Gezel ha-shevet. So it's anything like tayvim, they can't be you to pay. Chayiv should be, you should have to pay on your own. Weiter, ha-goizis is ha-mesa potter. If you shech the animal and then you share it, it's potter. Ha-toilish semer ha-cholim bi-yadei v'loi gozas chayiv. It's interesting. It says on sheep, even though they do make begadim, expensive begadim out of... not sheep, goat hairs are used, but goat hairs you potter because they're pulled off, not sheared. I don't know the lumdis of why goats you pull it, and sheep they let you take a haircut. They're like little kids, lavdal. You know, you can't get them into the seat, but once you get them into the seat, they don't mind being sheared. Goats are not so easy, and by goats they pull the hair. So it says geis tzaincha, you only chayev on what you shear. And not what you pull.
But it just said it can only
and we'll see in a minute.
It said only a keves, not a sheep.
So it says here, Hatoilish Semer Acholim Biyadei V'loi Gazas Chayiv. It's a min that the derech is to do giza, and therefore it's chayiv. Hey, Hamafres Reis Hagez V'Avad. If you separate it and it gets lost, chayiv back with you, see, Hashinena L'Kayim. Then you do have to pay back. Vav, Ha'imer Kol Gizasi Reishis Devar of Kayamin. Why? By truma, it's not that way. If you say, my whole thing should be truma, my whole thing should be mice, or even challah. Someone says, this whole dough should be challah. It's not. It has to be shirah nikarim. There has to be something left over. We mentioned this. We talked about someone who's eating on Shabbos. He forgot to separate challah. So in chutz la'aretz, we hold, you're allowed to eat everything and leave over a piece. And Sunday, or matzah Shabbos, be mafresh challah. You can't give the whole thing to challah. Hafrasha means part of it is challah and part of it is not. Why? Because there, the halacha of truma and challah is that it's misaking. It makes something else a misukan. So it's a din of hafrasha. You have to separate something from something. Not so by reishis hagez. By reisha ha'imer kol gizasi reishis devar of kayamim. All my giza reisha. Funny, the word reishis means the beginning, but Dvar of Kayyam. I'm not giving away all of it. No, you'll see. I'll tell you what I'll do with it. You have to pay back. That means you have to pay cash. Yeah, you're a shimer. Once you separate it, you become a Zion. Halakech geis zayin eshal avya kechavim. I told you I went and I made a shliach to be kind of the sheep. We had to declare how to be kind of the sheep, which kinyanim, I was upset. I wanted chalip and all, so he did three kinyanim. But, let's say you buy the wool. You don't buy the sheep, you buy the wool. Achisha gazan ayvi kechavim. Partner mereshes hagez. Imlokach hatsoy ligi zasan. You don't buy the sheep before it grows. It grew already. And you buy it before shearing after it grew. Even though the wool grew when the sheep was owned by a guy. I owned the sheep in my house. We gave him back after Geziza. Still, it's chayiv. The potter, you have to make a kinyan in the guf of the tzayin. If you make a kinyan only in the Giza, that's not good enough. You have to make a kinyan in the guf hatzayin, legizasan. And that's the proper way to do it. The tzayin has to belong to you.
What's the value of the sheep now?
What?
What's the value of the sheep?
The fellow who went down told me that some Arabs came in the middle to buy three sheep, and they're $150 a piece per sheep. Per sheep, that's for keeps. And that's after shearing. The wool is worth a little bit.
They bought $150 each, and they gave back.
They bought it. They did halal with it. You know, they I don't know if the Arabs have racist gays. You know, they have. They took a lot of the mitzvahs from us.
What is the Rambam saying different than the Machal?
No, because he's saying it has to be a kind of the guf hatzayin legizasan. Machab is lashon is chayzrin hatzayin. That's no good. Chayzer means that originally the agreement is that it goes back. Ramos, you have to be kind of it, and you have to be makin it back. It's not enough that it's chayzer and hatzayin. If you buy some of my wool, Im Shir Amoichem Ma'amitzaynai Lihigazes Chayav Laharfish Be'anishar Al HaKoyel. So even if someone sells it, look at this clear, someone buys from me the wool that, for after I shear them. Right now it's still connected, but he pays me just for the wool. So im shear hamaycher ma'at mitzayne li gazeis, if you lease something that the owner will do giza chayev lahafish me anishar ala koil, v'alpi shalei hischal hamaycher ligzeis, and even though the maycher didn't even start shearing, he, as long as he has something left, he's chayev. Im lo shaya kloam alekei chayev lahafish. Im hayu shnei minim kagay giza. Let's say you have two types of wool. Kagan giza lavana v'giza shkuma at perish aduma, different colors of wool. Amachem in zev niach min haacher. So this and last may al sholach and this last may al mashem acher. Then they give separately. Gazas gate zayne shal chaveri the Ramah. If you share your friend's wool and share amaychik tzas giza laatzma yuchayiv l'shem kloam alekeh chayiv liten. Vim perish loy ani meichalach hakoel shneim pturim. Why is the lekeach potter? He said before the lekeach bought it when it was still mechuber, and here he's buying it when it's already pirish. It's already after. I think it's the shach says in ches. Tess. Here comes lemais. Kametzayin yilai. Let's say we want to go to a sheep farm and we want to do the mitzvah. Now each of us wants to do the mitzvah. 20 people, 30 people go. How do you do the mitzvah? How many sheep do you have to own? Kamatzayin yulai v'yuchayavis bereishis hagez ein pachas mehe. You have to have 5 sheep, no less. V'usheyia b'gisa shalem ein pachas mishkol shishim slaim. You have to have 12 selah per sheep, a total of 60 selah. We'll talk about a selah. Selah and shekel is the same thing. How much it weighs in a few minutes. Tiagizas kolecha mechamishasan ein pachas miyud beselah. One sheep doesn't compensate for the other. You have to have 5 where each one is 12 selah. It has to be that each one is 12 selah.
Now, he needs to do the math.
I don't know.
If somebody's got to be 12, then
no idea.
I don't know.
I should just say 12. 12 times 5. Now, how much is a shekel? This is going to be important in a minute. Because we're going to learn you have to give the kayin at least the weight. Weight. Let's talk about weight, not value. Weight of 5 shekels. How much is a shekel? I mentioned to you once that a pruta is chatzi sa'ira of silver. How much is a chatzi a bali? You know what a bali is on the chalon? Very little. The Chazainish says in an ounce of silver there are 1,100 chatzi sa'iras, or 550 sa'iras in 1 ounce of silver. So that 1 ounce of silver has 550 prutas. How many prutas are there in a shekel? A shekel is 4 dinarim. First you have to know, shekel and sela is the same thing. Dinar and zuz is the same thing. One is an Aramaic lashon, one's a Hebrew lashon. Dinar and zuz is the same. Shekel and sela. A dinar is a quarter, and a shekel or a sela is a sela. So there are 4 dinarim in a cell. How many put this in a dinner? Dr. Kunin? Remember our simon? How many put this in a dinner?
Askelah.
You have to learn it every once in a while. Ketzev, right, I could never remember it. Someone gave me a simon in class maybe 25 years ago. He told me for dinner you go to the butcher. The butcher is a ketzev, is a butcher. 192 prutis are one dinner. And they gave me the sim, and it worked for me. It could be ridiculous, but it worked. So 192 prutis in a dinner. A dinner is a quarter of a sela. How many prutis in a sela? 192 times 4 is 768. 768 dinners in one pruta. Now, there are 1,100 in an ounce. 1,100 prutis in an ounce. All right, so you do 768 times 5. 1,100 half prutis. 550 prutis. Now, 768 times 5 is 3,800. And, again, what did I say? 768, so that's 3,940, 3,940. 3,940 prutais, not saira, prutais.
422.
Now, there are 1,100 prutis in an ounce. Prutis. 1,100 prutis. Katsisair is a prutis. So that comes out to about 3.5 ounces. 3.49 something. So 3.5 ounces are in 5 slime. You have to give the kayin, we're going to learn later, at least 5 shkalim, which means you have to give him 3.5 ounces. Chai Kanievsky writes 100 gram. So I googled 100 gram, it comes out to 3.5 ounces, which means it works. So that's how much you have to give the kayin. That's 5 shkalim. Here it's yud beis shkalim per animal. Yud beis means each animal has to have 10 ounces of wool, which is easy. You have easy. This is less than half of one sheep, of the wool of one sheep. And it's a normal sheep, the way they shear it today, after once a year, it easily has the amount. So that's Sif Tes. Sif Yud. Why can't we do Shutvis? That's the Shutvis. We can all do the mitzvah. Well, comes out, you need 5 animals per person. If 30 people go, you need 150 animals. Hard to get 150 shearings in a day. A day you could do maybe 100 shearings with one barber, special barbers for the... So it takes roughly 100 for 8 hours. It's nice, like buying a trip, yeah. We should bring the sheep here. Why should we go there? We'll bring in the sheep. 5 per person, and we'll do it. So, what about shutvis? Sif yud. That's tricky. Hashutvim chayavim. Vohu shiye b'chele kolecha kashir. Each person has to have 5. Avachamish tzayim b'lvach shnei shutvim p'turim. But it's not because there's no eitzah. You need 5 sheep per person. And this wool comes from a shliach who did for 17 people. There were 85 sheep that were sheared for himself and 16 others that we did. But they already sheared them. There's no more wool. Yud Aleph, Reishis HaGeiz Mitzvah B'Tchila, which I did not do. This is a sort of a b'diyah, but I didn't do it at the beginning. I did it during the middle of the year. I think b'tchila means at the beginning of the shearing. That's the way it seems.
I'll tell you how
Reb Chaim explains it. Sorry. Shutvim. Reishis HaGeiz Mitzvasa B'Tchila, Dr. Chaim Kanievsky, Miksiv Reishis, V'im, Zaza B'Tchila, V'im Hifrish, Bein Bem, Zabem, Misaif Yatza. What does that mean?
I think it's the first.
Ratzalai Mishaloi Nasa Mimasha Gazas B'Tchila, El Mimasha Gazas Bem, so I take it back. It doesn't mean at the time you do the Giza, it should be from the first that you guys say, so this I was not aware of. It should be from the first shearing, so I'm not sure if this is it. Racious gay sign.
You have to have enough of the geese, but it's the first of the shearing.
That's right. That's correct. How much? We're going to get to that. Yud Gimel. Let's see all of them. Hayalai Yud Beis. Hayalai Hate Sign, because it's Achmi and Bulvad. Somebody has 5 sheep. He sheared 1. Umacha Gizi Sasa. When you get to your 5th sheep that you shear, you become chayiv, the cumulative amount. It's not like truma, you can't separate from 1 year on the other. Here you could. I'm going to have to choose the toiv from this. If you have one, you only own one, and you share it. If you own 5 and you share them in different times, it's mistarif. If you own 1, you're not chayv.
If you have 1, you go to 5 different years.
Seems it's not. You have to have 5 tzayim. Yud Gimel. Okay, here it says how much you give a kayin. Did a second kayin walk in? We have another kayin here. I can certainly give 2 kayin. We have a second kayin. Anybody, his wife is a kayin, a bas kayin?
Yes.
We can use you. Bas kayin, you can give also. Yeah. Your gimel, mishahaya like gizais rabbis, shareshis hageis, v'roisa lechalek lekayhanim. You want to give to more than one. Lo yitein l'chol echad pachas mimishkol. You can turn over. Not you turn over the paper. Chamisha sloy meluban. Now here it's tricky. You have to give 5 sela, which I said is about 4 ounces, 3.5 to 4 ounces, meluban kdebiga cotton of cleaned wool, the shear to make a small baguette. Loy she'al binai. Not that I have to clean it, vakachiten, and then give it to the kayin. El yiten loy mitzemer agiza kshut sayi. I hate that word.
No, it just came off.
It doesn't mean Saya, you know. It's not the Ramah, the printer. He had Mitunov. You don't mean Saya. Anyway, Shoot Saya. Kadeshi, hey, boy, Achar Alibun. After you clean it, there should be Chamish Slaw Mayaser. Shnema Titin Loi, Shulai Kadei Matana Hamayalas. You should have enough to make a baguette out of it. Avenechayev Litim Rachamisha Slaw Mayakoel. You don't have to give 2 Kayanim. You can give just 1. If you want to give 2, you give 2 times. Shach Yud says this is the Rabbanan, Benatoya b'chol du sagi. So here it becomes a question: how much of this is dirt, and how much of it is real? There's also all wool has on it lanolin. Lanolin is the sweat of the sheep. Now, what they do with lanolin today is when they soak the wool, they take that water, the sweat of the wool, and they purify it, and they pull out lanolin. Lanolin is a stretchy material. They eat it, I think, in chewing gum. You get the sweat of the wool in your chewing gum, and in rubber, and in rubber it's used. And the question is a tumult if lanolin is kosher. Why? Kalayitzim in atar atar. It should be good. Is there a baum? So scientifically, the lanolin is not sweat. A sheep has in its skin fat, and the fat oozes out. It's actually, technically, eva min achai. Scientifically, it's eva min achai that comes out, and it should be osur. It appears to the eye to be sweat.
Why is it different
than milk? The Gemara says milk is also eva min achai. Gemara says, how do you know milk is mutter? So Gemara brings 2 psukim. Eretz Avos Chol V'Dvash. Or what? No. So brings 3 psukim. Brings a 3rd pasuk when David HaMelech went to his brothers before the story of Goliath. His father sent with him gvina, sent with him cheese. So the Gemara brings the pasuk in Nach. Question: why brings the pasuk in Nach if you have a pasuk in Chumash? So they say because David's called the dvash. Who says you drink the milk? Maybe you hadn't smoked a banana. That's the praise. From there, it's a right that you could eat it. They made cheese and they ate it. So Gemara Taka says that cholav would be eva melachai, were not for exes hakasa. So akoponim, there is a significant amount of dirt and sweat in wool. So the question is how much to separate. So Chaim Knievsky writes that 50%, you have to double it. You have to be chayshish up to 50% is dirt or is other things. So you have to give 7 to 8 ounces, 200 grams. And I'm not machir to wash it for you. You take it off, you wash it. I'm not machir to wash it.
Maybe
you mean do a test. Maybe your Chaim did that. I don't know.
When we say 12 per animal, is that including the mitunah then?
I assume it excludes the mitunah.
You really need 24. Bro.
Yeah, but it's not so much. You have to remember it's 10 ounces. So yeah.
Does it have to be combed into tongues?
No. Why should it have to be combed into tongues? They let the Kayin do. Why should the Israel bob? Now, I have to tell you an interesting thing. The Rambam says, I always mention, tongue-in-cheek, that Levium don't get much today for being Levium. What do we get?
Wash
the Kayan's hands, and we're potter for Pinyin Aben. There's really one more thing. There's one more thing that we get.
Now you tell me.
There's another thing. It says in the Rambam, Hilchos Bikurim, Perek Tes Halacha Ches, Kayanim v'Leviim Peturim min Hamatanos. Kayanim and Leviim are potter from Zeraya Lechayim v'Keiva. Shenamar Me'es Ha'om, from you guys, from the ordinary folk. Me'es Ha'om. V'Safek im Leviim heim b'chlal ha'om eloi. And it's questionable if Leviim are called Am. Lefikach ein night lemehem. Then not la kain layarzer. Safik. If the kain grabs, they layarzer. But that's only Israel Chayav Vekeva. But Reishis Hageiz, it doesn't say Me'isa'am. So here it says the Ferish that the Levi'im are Chayavim as well. Even though Kainar Pturim, the Levi'im are Chayavim. So I'm going to go try to do Israel Chayav Vekeva. Levi, it's a Sufik if he has to try to do it. Yudalid Reishis Hageiz Chulin L'chol Davar. Reishis Hageis has no kedusha. L'ficha noistem oisay lekahenes. Apish in the soul of Israel. That's interesting. The lashon of the Shulchan Aruch. It says you could give a bas kayin because what you're giving is cholin. Taisa shita in kedushin, the yeshiva shablat. What's it? Rav Kahana. Yeah, Rav Kahana not the sudra bepidyan haben. Yeah, in kofiyot it's in. It's in by Ladidi Shavli, Davches, I think, in the design of Ches in Kedushin. The Gemara says, Rav Kahana Shukul Sudra, L'Pinyan Aben. Why is the Gemara saying it? He said, Ladidi Shavli, a Sudra is not worth that much, but to me, it's Shavah to me, the Sudra, L'Pinyan Aben. Taisus says, was Rav Kahana a Kayin? A name like Kahana? So Taisus says he wasn't. Taisus says his wife was. And Taisus Shita is that you could give Pidyin HaBen to Yerachmiel, to somebody whose wife is to Kehenes, a Bas Kayin, and maybe you could give it to her husband for her, assuming she's not Makbid if you take it. We don't pass it that way. There's a fascinating tshuva in the Chassam Sofer. It's another example of not learning from what you know from stories. Someone wrote a letter to Chassam Sofer. I heard you said that you give Pinyin HaBen to a Bas Kayin. So he said, oy vey, I'll tell you the story. I never passed it that way. We were at a Pinyin HaBen. I was there. And when it came time to bench, so the Baal HaBos said, oh, is there a Kayin here? No. So everyone laughed. A Kayin, yes, Pinyin HaBen, yes, there's a Kayin. So Saifa wanted to redeem the respect of the fellow. He said, well, according to Tysus, you don't need a Kayin. Well, he needs a Bas Kayin. So from that came out a rumor that he paskin that you can give to a Bas Kayin. So he said he never meant to paskin that way. He said, look, shall the person that loit taisus, you can give a Bas Kayin. So I don't understand if the Machabe says, Reisha gets cholin lefikach. I don't get it. If it's cholin lefikach, if that's the reason, then it should apply to Pinyin HaBen too. The money of Pinyin HaBen is also cholin. So I don't get the reason here, unless maybe I don't know Shas, I don't know Rishayim, maybe the Rishayim discussed the difference that disagree with Taisus.
No,
but in any case,
you give it to a Kahana, you can give it to the husband.
To the husband.
So why are we giving it to the Kahana? Maybe you can give it to the Kahana. Maybe.
No, he's saying you can't.
No,
Taisus says you can give it to the husband, solely to the wife. The Sefer says we don't pass it not to the husband and not the wife. We pass it to a Kayin Mamish. So maybe you have to give it to a Kayin Mamish. So this is the halachas of Reishis Hageiz, and I have the rare opportunity to be Mekayim. Now, what is Yisrael Meir going to do with this? He'll hang it up on his wall. You know, I got Reishis Hageiz.
I know what I'm going to do with
what?
It. Last night you spoke about Eishis Lapidus because she used it for wicks to make.
You can use it for wicks for your Menorah.
Right. Very nice.
Thank you.
I know what I'm going to do.
Can't use wool for wicks? Smells bad. Doesn't very well. There goes your plan. There goes your plan.
I've got an anniversary coming up.
You give it to your wife as a gift. I'll tell you what I'm going to do with my portion of the wool, and if you want, I'll do it with yours. There's a fellow that...
What's the money giving to
the mic in case one's not really a Kaim Yochis, he gives it to There's a fellow Greenwald in Williamsburg who has a tzitzis factory. So he agreed to take the wool and make me tzitzis, not me, the group, make us tzitzis from this wool. How much he's going to charge us, I don't know exactly. But he agreed to make us tzitzis from it. So I'll have a beggar of tzitzis and strings of tzitzis that are made for my Reishis Hageiz. So it'll be Kimin Desavu by Mitzvah Achas, Desavu by Mitzvah Achrisi. So it'll be nice. Now, if you want to have one for yourself, we'll have to put it in separate bags to know which is yours and which is mine. But that's it. Now, I know by opinion of that, they always bring for the baby a nice silver platter. So I figured, I'm doing Reish HaGeiz once in my life. I'll maybe have jewelry for the wool. What are you laughing at? What? Garlic. You're not going to want to eat the garlic afterwards.
Yeah.
So, What? The iPhone Tani. Now, the trick is knowing what's 8 ounces. It's very, very hard for me to tell. This feels like it's for sure 8 ounces. I hope it's correct. And I want to take two, because I want to give Yerachmiel a lot. But the mitzvah I'm a kind with either one, not with one or the other. And so Yerachmiel, you finally gained something from your shver being a kain. What?
Yerachmiel, since you married, you gained more than 8 ounces.
A little bit more.
All right, so what I would like to do, Lamaisa, we don't make a bracha. The Ramban sheet is you do make a bracha. In place him, it says, by a Safik, you make a bracha without Shema Malchus. I don't understand it. If a bracha without Shema Malchus is a bracha, then it should be a bracha, but it's Makir. I don't understand. But anyway, I'm going to make the bracha Shema Malchus. There's no downside. Kayin, can you come forward, please? Not only is it Kayin, he's named Yisrael Meir. His name comes from Rabbi.
Is that where you wore a white shirt and tie today?
Okay, that's sure. I told him this was coming. So, without Shemuel Malchus, I don't know if Kabbalah is a mitzvah, only the scene is a mitzvah. Baruch Hashem Kiddushanu Mitzvayso Vitzivanu Al Hafrashas Reishis Hagen.
On the
Sinas. The Russian says it's Hafrashas. Okay. Behind it,
mine.
Lift it up, three tefachim.
Well,
lift it up, three tefachim.
Oh, even higher than that.
The sieve cells, you don't have to lift it. If you're holding it, three tefachim off the ground, that's also good. I'll get you a bag, please. It's yours.
Okay. And, I'm going to give it back to you. It's yours now.
No. Don't be the zazel in the mitzvah. Don't be the zazel in the mitzvah. I need a fight to appreciate the very gracious idea. I thought you were going to get in your house a nice stand for it. And,
I need to want this back to make the tzitzit.
For you.
Well,
you can make streams for me, that's for sure. Okay, Rabbi Yerachmiel, now I'm going to tell you, giving to the husband of a Kehenet. You think she's not fit if you take this?
I think she'd love it.
She'd love it, okay. Mother's Day, what's better for you?
he bailed you out.
You can't make a second bracha, please be Kehenet. And you'll tell your Shver that he was him being around. Okay, and the rest is mine. And I hope, Emir Hashem, to bring back the sisters and to show it to everybody. And you should get a separate bag so we know which is yours and which is mine. You go into the closet there, garbage bags. Okay, we're going to get it. Okay, Baruch Shechiyanu, the Kimanu, the Giyanu, the Zmanu.
What's next week?
Next week, back to Sefer Torah.